Okay, it's 1 o'clock. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Regrets, Reeve Amerogen is not here and CAO Johnson. And the adoption of the agenda, is there any additions?
There is. I have new business. Number 4 will be the 2024 audit draft update. Number 5, the turbidity meters, quotes, we've received quotes with recommendations. And number 6, equipment operator.
Okay, anybody else got any? Can have somebody move the agenda as presented?
Smith.
Seconder?
Stare.
Stare. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, reading and confirming the minutes of our last meeting.
Smith.
Mover?
Smith.
Smith. Seconder?
McDougald.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. And the financial report, the payment of accounts. Motion?
I'll move that.
Duncan. Seconder?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Can we get a mover and a seconder for the 2 paychecks?
Stare.
Stare.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.
Reports of committees, these guys have on your White Belt Two Rivers, the big 25 statistics, and Eastman Regional Municipal Committee, and then it's from the April 28th meeting. There's also the bylaws officer's report for Maine, the senior utility operator report, plus the fire report information. Building inspector's report for May of 2025. And do we got any verbal reports of committees?
None for me.
None for Delmer. Blake?
None for myself.
Duncan?
I had the AGM for Community Futures. Just business as usual there.
Business as usual, okay. All's good. And then, well, this morning we had Public Works and all that. There's all the graveling is done. Grass cutting is going to start shortly. And same as putting the chemical down.
Dust control.
Dust control and all that, yes. And there's going to be some dust controlling done on Herzog William and 307 Brookfield going north. So all of that will be starting here shortly.
That was it?
Yeah, about it. Mm-hmm. That's all I got too, so. Okay. We'll go into our communications. Rural Municipality Lactobani, thank you for the wildfire assistance and all that. So thanks to our firefighters and all that that help support going out there and all that. Thank you very much. Unfinished business. Number 1, Lagoon, that's tabled, still ongoing. Number 2 is Waterline South of Elma. That is tabled. We're waiting the response from Reynolds. And the zoning bylaw draft bylaw tabled to August the 12th, 2025. Number 4 is the
agreement.
Just put the request to use municipal land adjacent to their properties. Documents have been provided to the 2 landowners. Number 5 is the fire department rates. That's bylaw number 772-25-13. third and final reading. Can we have a resolution for that one?
Yes.
So be it resolved, bylaw number 772-25 being a bylaw to amend a bylaw of the Rural Municipality of White Bluff, being bylaw number 764-24 to remove no charge on certain fire department rates. Now therefore be it resolved that bylaw number 772-25 be hereby given third and final reading. Motion?
And this is just strictly for the fire marquee program. It's not stating, not that we want people to get charged, but it's
that's correct. That's
so that there's reimbursement from this program.
That's right.
Yeah,
thank you.
To be clear. Yeah, I'll move that.
Motion seconder.
I'll second.
Stead, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Number six, White Bluff Reynolds North White Shell Waste Management Facility request for municipal water connection, fire suppression and employee health and safety attached information from our senior utility operator, Campbell, and it's already provided to the manager of the waste management plan, so just informational. Talked about that today at the meeting and all that, but public works and everything, so there is some ideas going around, so we'll just leave that to you for now. So.
Yeah, we'll follow up from waste management
yeah.
from our meeting there.
See what happens
see
on
what
that happens. End.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Number seven, sidewalk tenders. Additional information there. And that was, there's a resolution for that,
yes.
correct? And the resolution, whereas tenders to construct 1,000 feet of sidewalk has been requested, received, and reviewed. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the successful tenderer is Rally Construction at the cost of $51,060, which includes all taxes. Somebody make the motion for that, please.
Stead.
Stead, seconder.
Stair.
Stair, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Moving right along. New business. We have tenders for custodian slash janitor tenders.
Yes. We've only had the one with received.
Okay.
And he is our current
current one.
So.
Okay. Whereas advertisements have been placed and received to provide janitorial services for our administration building, now therefore be resolved that the tender submitted by Christopher Caverly is hereby accepted in the amount of $500 per month, commencing July the 1st, 2025 to June the 30th, 2027. We have a motion for that one, please.
I'll move that.
And Doodle, second.
Stair.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Number two is our land tenders are out. Due date is July the 21st, 2025 at 4 p.m. So let's go to the papers and online.
On the website.
Website.
We shared it on Facebook. On the website, they can click on the roll number and they get a picture of where it's located. So.
Okay. Thank you very much. And bylaw officer, that's an additional advertisement is out for that. So we'll just leave that as tabled. And everybody was, if everybody's wondering, the current bylaw officer moved. So, did she?
No, not current, the second
one. Yeah,
yeah.
the second one that we bylaw certainly, so it's that sort of.
Yeah.
Okay. Number four, 2024 audit draft update, it was provided, and I would like to have that tabled for our next meeting and all that, so we can look at that and wait for that one report yet, okay? Number five is our turbidity meter quotes received with recommendations. So the recommendation is, whereas quotes for turbidity meters for the water treatment plant have been received and reviewed, now therefore being resolved that the successful quote is ClearTech Industries for total cost including installation of $23,660.50 plus taxes. Motion for that one, mover?
Stair.
Stair, seconder?
McDougal.
McDougal, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, carried. And number six, we have an application was received and interviews done for equipment operator. So whereas application for public works employment has been advertised, applications received and interviews held, now therefore be it resolved that Gary Lishiak be hereby hired as equipment operator, excluding grader, commencing June the 7th.
Oh, sorry, that should be July 7th.
Okay. There.
Fix that up. Whoops. There we go.
So, equipment operator, excluding grader, commencing July the 7th. 2025, and be it further resolved that he be reimbursed as per the collective agreement. Motion for that one?
McDougal.
Seconder?
Stair.
Stair. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Carried. There's nothing for in camera, so I'll call for adjournment at 1312. 112. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay, so could I have a motion for adjournment?
McDougal.
Seconder?
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.